I'm going through a funny phase, finding it hard to take things seriously. Although, goodness knows, there's enough dark drama unfolding to force the most flippant Norfolk soul into solemn mode. Perhaps it's the best way of coping with the rougher side of life. Like listening to the Goon Show instead of swatting for tomorrow's exams. Spending 3 hours in the pub before resuming the search for a benevolent bank manager, should one such still exist. Or reading Percy Thrower's autobiography when you should be digging the garden. This latest burst of purposeful escapism began with a chance discovery that Grotty Coffee Boy is an anagram of Geoffrey Boycott. Couldn't happen to a better-natured, modestly blessed cricket authority. Even puts Alec Guinness equals genuine class in the shade. Go on, make sure I got that right. Now, for a reasonable question from someone who feels too many cooks spoil the broth, particularly over our television menus. What exactly are food heroes? I struggle to find any meaningful connection between substance taken into the body to maintain life and growth and someone admired for stirring deeds and noble qualities. Well, Gordon Ramsay isn't the first wholesome combination to pop out of the oven of gastronomic perfection. And dear old Fanny Craddock couldn't let herself down with second helpings of sarcasm dipped in scary thoughts. Quite enough to send dear Mrs. Beaton spinning in her Victorian gravy as she peers down from the great kitchen in the sky. I tried to imagine food heroes in the guise of masked crusaders fighting off killer kale, rampant radishes, pernicious peas, lethal leeks, and spontaneously combusting sprouts. I wandered back to an English lesson at grammar school in 1956, destined to put me off garden centres for life. The Day of the Triffids introduced tall, perambulating plants capable of aggressive and seemingly intelligent behaviour, but bent on world domination. Teacher tried to laugh it off by suggesting they were no more dangerous than the Paston lettuce. He was widely read. But the damage had been done. Hogweed-picking missions to feed my pet rabbits suddenly grew fraught with menace. I steered clear of our family plot as battalions of runner beans started nocturnal manoeuvres. A cloche in the corner turned into a laboratory where mad scientists cloned an army of persecuting parsnips. I sensed that scarecrow down the lane was being cultivated as a spy who came alive after dark. As usual, I found a measure of solace and enlightenment through home culture rather than horticulture. A gentle stroll among favourite books and films could help you do the same. A fair sprinkling of imagination will spice up the exercise and leave you hungry for afters. Any healthy diet has to begin with Goodbye, Mr. Chips, starring Robert Donut, the Epicurean, Lord of the Onion Rings, and Moby Duck. Here come the Colander Girls, rehearsing for salad days, closely pursued by three men in a gravy boat, and James Stewart pitching for Baker of the Year in It's a Wonderful Loaf. Spaghetti westerns may not be good for you, but gritty Sons of the Saddle like Butch Casserole, Davy Croquette and Tex Fritter deserve seats at the Food Heroes table, or even in a bun fight at the OK Corral. Al Capone invites himself to any spread where foul play is suspected, while Raymond Chandler leads the hard-boiled fiction parade with an admission that his Farewell, My Lovely might so easily have arrived in more saucy attire as Tartare, My Booty. Good meaty reads on the classics shelf include Lady Chitterling's Lover, Mansfield Pork, Hound of the Basket Meals, and The Lunch Pack of Notre Dame. Agatha Christie takes it a stage further with the long-running Mousetrap. As you sniff adventure and think about compiling tasty little lists of your own film stars, Sandra Bullock, sporting personalities, Alan Lamb, politicians, Edwina Curry. For starters, I must bang on the table and call for one moment of reflection. Those of a certain age can remember wartime rationing and some years of shortages after that. Families made a lot out of a little, with homemade delights like giant apple dumplings boiled in a cloth, bubble and squeak straight from the frying pan, and all the bottled fruit you could eat. Waste not, want not referred as much to time together as to household victuals. Did that period of austerity more deserve awards for genuine family sustenance than the current era of celebrity chefs and bloated television offerings? Oh dear, I'm turning all serious. So let me share a frightening rumour that even more courses are being cooked up with a revival programme starring a host of old radio and television favourites. Well, you must be a few sandwiches short of a picnic not to appreciate new roles for Mr. Pastry, Bill and Ben, the flower pot men, Flapjackanory, and Baguette Puss. It may take a slightly wider stretch of imagination to settle for Hancock's Half Hour, Gas Mark 3, The Brain's Crust, Down Your Way, Family Flavourists, Mrs. Dale's Dairy, What's My Loin, Spot the Tuna, Gardener's Whirl, and, Mash of the Day. Think I'll sort out the washing up.